Hello, everyone, and welcome to From Heartache to Joy. I am Gretchen Prisk, and I am here with the lovely Deborah Carter. Deborah, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here this morning, Gretchen. And hi, everyone. Can't wait to interact with you.
Awesome. I'm so excited to have you. It just worked out so perfectly. You know, this program of yours is one of the most popular, one of the best programs that we've had on the topic of abundance. So over the weekend, we had a lot of people really interested in the program, listening to your call with Iram that you did when you launched this program. And I reached out and I'm like, hey, Deborah, let's do a live Q&A so we can really get you to interact with our audience, because a lot of people don't know you yet, Deborah. So I thought this would be a great way to really for them to hear you, to connect with you, and to see how you work.
Well, I really appreciate it, and you're right. The timing is perfect. The world's in a little bit more of a state of flux than it has been, if we could even have even imagined that, right? this is perfect because there are things that we can each do for our own abundance and our own well-being outside of what we're hearing in the collective, right? We do have more control than we believe we have. And it's more important than ever that we step up and claim that power that we have and focus on us. And it's not to say we don't concern ourselves with what's going on in the world. Of course, we do. We're citizens of the world. But at the same time, there are things that we can do. We are not victims. We have a say in the abundance that comes into our lives.
Oh, I love that. Love that. Yeah, I think that's I'm so glad you said that, because you do have to kind of stop yourself from going into like a holy crap, like what's happening mode. So I'm so glad that you said that, because this past weekend was one of those for me, because I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, the bank collapsed. They're all going to collapse. I'm telling my husband we should get money out. And then after I calmed down and like worked through that, like, okay, stop.
you know,
take a breath. But it's hard to not get yourself like in that when you're seeing it and hearing it so often. So very timely call with you today. So I certainly appreciate it. I'd love to hear, we're going to talk about set point, abundant set point, and we're going to work with callers on giving them, you know, their numbers and all of that. What does that mean, Deborah, and why is it important?
Well, we all have an internal number, and within our soul records that are housed in the Akashic records, it shows us where we have been, where we are going, and where we are right now in this point in time. And so I can go into each person's records and see where they are with regards to personal relationships, abundance, traumas, illnesses, you name it, everything about us is in the records. So it houses where we stand regarding abundance and whether or not we are attracting what we want. So, you know, when most people refer to abundance as money, but abundance is much, much broader than money. It is about what we have, what we attract, where we are. And we can either have an abundance of things that we want or an abundance of things that we do not want, right? Either way is a form of abundance. So when we talk about we want abundance, we have to be really specific in what we're talking about, because otherwise we're going to get abundance of debt, abundance of zeros in our bank account. We really have a responsibility to ourselves to be clear on what it is we really want. So the abundance set point is a measure of how much abundance that you have is what you really want. So, for example, if you have an abundance set point of 25, that means that 25% of the time you're getting what you want. 75% of the time you're getting abundance through default, which could be some things that you like. It might not be bad stuff, but it may not be exactly what you want. And it could also be filled with a whole bunch of stuff you'd rather not have. So the program is designed to find out where you are and move you in the direction of being able to bring in an abundance of things that you want in your experience, whether it's more love, more money, more resources, more freedom, more time. What is it that you want from the abundance pool to enhance your life? So it goes well beyond the topic of money.
Love that. Very cool. Very cool. Thank you for that explanation. That,
You're welcome.
I just see it in action. So if you're ready to talk with our callers, we can start opening up the lines, if that's all right.
Absolutely. I love that. This is my favorite part of all these calls.
Awesome. All right. So you can press star 2 to raise your hand and get in line. We have a bunch of people there already. So we'll start with caller number 1. Your first 3 digits are 613. 613, you are unmuted.
Hi, it's Wilma. I'm so excited.
Hi, Wilma.
Hi.
All right. So let's take a look at you, Miss Wilma. You are currently at a set point of 27.
Whoa, so see, that needs to be raised.
It does, but don't feel bad. No matter what your number is, it is okay, right? It is a reflection of the fact that you just haven't fine-tuned what it is that you really want and found a way to bring it to you. Doesn't mean your life's bad. It doesn't mean you don't have good things in your life. It just means maybe they're not the things that would make you ecstatic. They're just kind of okay, right? So this is all about finding ways to bring you into that space where you truly feel like you're getting out of life what you want out of life, okay? Package A with a session would absolutely be wonderful for you, sweetheart. Package A is going to set the stage and help move you incrementally into a more abundant state. If you're able to get a session with me, that would only enhance the process because I'm able to go into your Akashic Records and find out what things you have actually made agreements with people pre-birth. Okay, these are pre-birth agreements that we make, contracts, vows, things that we have purposely put in our way to block our progress, to help us learn lessons, to help us evolve as a soul that we need to overcome. But some of these blocks that we put actually block our abundance.
I've been struggling with money for a very long time, and I'm well aware there's a block that I've somehow created myself, but I have no idea what it is and no idea how to step
and
out
in
of
a
it.
Session, we can go in and dig in there, find out what it is, what they are. Your book's opening a little. I try not to get too deep in these calls, but there are definitely some blocks out there for you that we could move in a session. If a session is not something that's financially
session would not,
in
yeah,
your
would
bandwidth.
Not, yeah, not, exa-
yeah,
not right,
that's
right
okay.
now, no.
Session or package A would at least begin the process of moving you in that direction. There are attunements to abundance. There's an ongoing support process for 60 days to help shift you energetically, to allow that abundance flow to start coming in and to help you fine-tune what it is you really want.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So there are things we can do.
Okay.
And to break you free of those blockages. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Awesome.
You're welcome,
honey.
Thanks for
joining,
Wilma. I'm so glad that you explained that, you know, having what it, your number is what it is, and not to beat yourself up or not to, because it doesn't necessarily mean that everything's bad. It might not just, like you said, you're not jumping up and down for joy, ecstatic with what is coming your way.
And, you know, honestly, Gretchen, I have had clients that I've worked with who've had high scores. You know, they've come in, their scores been in the 60s right from the get-go, but they're not happy. They're miserable. Mm-hmm. They're getting what they thought they want, but it's not really what they want as a soul. It's what their ego wants. So there's a lot of incongruency in there. And they've been able to shift dramatically. So it doesn't matter if you start in the 60s or you start at 3. It is what it is, and we can only move from there.
Awesome. I love that. All right. So our next caller in line, your first three digits are 516. 516, you are unmuted.
Hi, this is Asha.
Welcome.
Hi, Asha.
Hello. Thank you, Deborah, for reading for me or getting my number.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetheart. You are at a nice solid 32. Again, like I had mentioned to Wilma, this shows that you're about a third of the time bringing in what it is you're asking for versus what you're not asking for. And package A will help you realign yourself to moving in more of a direction that you want. There are some blocks. there's actually some, not just blocks, but you've kind of erected an obstacle course that you're putting yourself through that really doesn't need to be there. Things don't need to be as hard for you as you're making them. You're doing it the difficult way. Life can be fun. It does not have to be boot camp, if that makes sense to you.
It does. It really does. It feels like it takes, like, so much more effort to get where I need to go. I eventually get there, but it's just, it's exhausting at times, and then there's times that I want to give up, and, you know, just, like, a lot of back and forth. So I resonate with an obstacle course, because that's what it feels like. So much energy.
Yes, I'm seeing the military boot camp image as we're talking. So you definitely have chosen a more convoluted path. Good news is that can be removed. There are ways to get around it. So I'd love to have you join me in the program if it's within your means. A session, we can definitely clear out the blocks as well as the obstacle course that you've erected. It's
thank you, Deborah.
It's time you made things a little easier for yourself, sweetie.
I would love that. I would definitely love that. I was actually like, why can't things just flow easier? Some folks, they just, you know, it seems like they get further ahead. And they start much earlier than I do, and I start, like, way back there. And then I'm still chugging along, slowly getting to where I need to go, and others, like, in half the time they're there.
Yeah. And the good news is for you, you've persevered, right? You continue to do that. You're continuing to go after what you want, and you're not giving up, which is huge, right?
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of people just give up and let it all fall apart. You haven't done that. You, whether you consciously are aware of it or not, you understand at a subconscious level that you are the one that put these obstacles there, and they're not going to get the better of you. But you've come to that awareness. So there's no longer a need for you to go through that. So hopefully you'll join me in the program and we'll get rid of that for you and make your path a lot less bumpy and easier for you to traverse going forward.
I will do. Thank you, Deborah. I definitely look into package A.
Okay. Thanks, honey.
Have
a wonderful day.
Thanks.
Awesome. All right. Our next caller, your first three digits are 805. You are unmuted.
Hi, this is Athena. I've been on your show before, and thank you for taking my call.
Welcome.
Hi, Gina. Nice to have you on. Okay, let's see what we have for you. You, my dear, are at a 29. You can feel that, can't you?
Well, I do. Yeah, I feel like I've been blocked for years, and I just don't know where it's coming from or how to reach it, unblock it.
Yes. Well, we need to dig deep into your records. You have strategically placed these blocks at various stages throughout your life. They seem to be coming more frequently now. And that is by design. That is to wake you up and have you get to the point where you need to look for a different solution. The key is within you.
That's what I'm a little discouraged about. It's, you know, I've tried many.
Yes.
So I'm a little discouraged right now. Actually, and I don't get that one, but I am at this point.
I can definitely appreciate that. You know, as I worked through my journey, it felt like it was a never-ending process. Why wasn't it getting better? And actually, it was not until I started waking up to my soul purpose and working in the records and truly tapping into what it was that my soul wanted me to do versus what I was thinking I was supposed to do based on societal standards and cultural expectations, and really looking into what my soul plan was, that I figured out how to remove all those blocks and obstacles and make things flow easier and allow the abundance that I was looking for to come into my life. Because one of the challenges that you have and a lot of people have is that what your soul yearns for does not line up with everything we're taught we should want in this life. All the commercialism,
I don't think I have that issue. I don't think that's an issue.
There's an incongruency that it's in your, what's blocked, and it's been that way for multiple lifetimes. So you've set the stage in this lifetime for it to get to the point where you do that level of inner work and you work to remove the blocks that have been erected by you and your soul plan in your records so that you can free yourself. Okay, so they just seems like it's a never-ending battle because you were not quite at the finish line yet. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So again, package A would help shift you, but really what's going to get you over the finish line and get rid of these blocks once and for all, clear them out of your way, is actually adding on a session so that we can spend 30 minutes or more together working on removing those blocks.
Okay, and I normally wear these, but I've purchased so many, and everybody has said that. So that's why I feel like I'm getting discouraged, because everybody says they're going to help me with that, and nobody has.
I can appreciate that, sweetie. I really can.
Yeah.
All I can say is feel into this. And if you feel aligned with me and you feel that I can assist you with this and show you how to get to the finish line, then by all means, I would be honored to work with you. If you do not feel that alignment or you feel any hesitation, please don't proceed. We have to be aligned. Our energies have to be aligned. There has to be that openness and willingness on your part, as well as my part.
Yeah, I know.
To work for you, okay? So, again, I would love to work with you. I would love to help you, but please make sure there's an alignment there. And that goes for everybody, right? If there is any doubt, then it's going to be one of the blocks that's impeding. So if you don't believe that you can actually release these blocks, then you're not going to be able to.
That's my problem.
Okay. So I can tell you, I can see what the blocks are. There are ways that we can work to remove them, but that is, while I'll go into your records and remove them, it is a partnership. We have to be in tandem for this to work for you.
Right. I agree. Thank you.
Awesome. You're welcome, sweetie.
Thanks for joining.
Good
conversation. Thank you, Deborah. I think that was very important to say.
It is very important, because the alignment has to be there. The belief has to be there. And I know so many people have made investments and purchased programs. Not all of them have they been aligned with. I understand that fully. I went down that path for many, many years. And this is a magical process, but it has to be an aligned magical process. It has to be one that we're each fully committed to. And my commitment is there to each and every one of you. We will work through the issues. I make myself available in between sessions and communications. I answer questions as quickly as they come in. But it takes both of us.
Yeah.
It really does, right? The alignment has to be there. The belief has to be there. And I can tell you, when you do believe and you do tap into what the inner abundance inside of you is calling for, oh, the sky's the limit.
Mm.
Magical things, miracles do happen. And
awesome.
I'm honored that I get to be a part of that.
Aww,
the individuals
that
work with me. I just, there's nothing better than seeing the shifts and the changes. So, so let's see who else we have that I can find their set point for them.
All right. Quick question. Can you do set point readings with people that just type in that aren't on the lines, or do they need to be on the line?
As long as I have their name and you let me know an identifier from what they're typing in, like a part of the the message code or something, then yes, I can tap into them as well.
Okay. All right. Good. So message code, like if I give like a beginning of an email address or something like that?
Perfect. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Good. Okay. So we have Melissa, and the beginning of her email address is healing dot. And she wrote, I have a huge block keeping me in poverty. I have cleared so much. Any chance you could check this so I can break free enough to at least get a package to further my healing and go forward in life? Please, before this life is over, enough suffering.
Okay. Oh, Melissa, yes, you definitely, definitely need a package if at all possible, one where you add on the session so we can work together. Your set point is currently at a 17. There are many, many blocks and obstacles out here. There's also, and hopefully this will resonate with you, but there's very much the energy of a maze in your records, where you are continuously going down paths and finding them blocked and then having to backtrack and pick another path only to find that one blocked as well. It is very much like you have been caught in this maze, unable to escape for eons. This is not the first lifetime that you have been in a self-imposed prison. So I would love to work with you and help you break free, get yourself out of there, show you the way to exit that maze, because you do not need to continue to be in there.
Awesome. Thank you for that. And Melissa, if you can write in and let us know if that resonated with you, that would be awesome. Okay. So let's take another live caller. Your first three digits are 717. 717, you're unmuted.
Hello, this is Diane. Hello, Gretchen, and hello, Deborah.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Okay.
I'm interested in hearing my number because I know I have problems.
Okay. You are at a 22.
Yep.
Yeah. Can you feel that?
Yeah, I can. I can.
Yeah.
I feel almost dead.
Well, you're not dead. I know it feels hopeless. A lot of the time, you are here today because your soul is pointing you in the direction of a solution. There is hope. You have learned the lessons that you needed to. There's no need to continue to suffer and play in the energy that you have been. And there is a light at the end of the tunnel for you.
Okay.
It just means that there needs to be some shifting. There needs to be a realignment of mindset and programming, because a lot of what we are taught from the time we're, even before we're born, right, while we're still in the womb, we hear and we absorb frequencies from those around us. We learn by the environment that we're in. We're told things, we're taught things, and we're not taught how to be abundant unless it's an abundance of what we don't have. Right? We're told money doesn't grow on trees, that you have to work hard, that life is difficult, that you don't always get what you want, right? We have songs about it. It permeates our culture, the haves and the have-nots, the one percenters and everyone else. And we grow to believe that, and we internalize that, and those limiting beliefs really take hold and grow like vines. I'm seeing the limiting belief structure around you growing like vines all around and encasing you. And it's really a matter of identifying what they are, removing them, and reprogramming the inner thought process so that you are not limited by beliefs, but in fact, the belief system that you can put in place is one that will allow you to understand that you are free to be and do and have anything you desire, regardless of what the people around you and the world stage is telling you. It really is possible. But it's a matter of getting rid of all that belief system that does not fit, that is keeping you prisoner.
Okay.
So for you, your biggest blocks are these limiting beliefs, and you don't even realize how many you have.
Okay.
They're just playing in the background all the time, canceling out. So it's very much like, you know, when you order takeout, right? If you order something to be delivered and it comes to you, you place your order and you wait and it arrives, right? And you have your meal and everything's good.
Right.
Well, your situation is very much like you place your meal, then you don't believe it's coming. So you call and you change your order or you cancel it or you keep redirecting the driver. And so the meal never comes. But it's because you didn't believe you deserved to have the meal. So it's not conscious. It's the stuff playing, and it's been playing not just in this lifetime, brought this tendency in with you. Only it's a little more pervasive this time than it has been. And it will continue to ramp up in your experience until you actually get rid of these. They're trying to get your attention so you can remove them.
Okay.
So if there's anywhere possible that you can swing this, the package A will help. A session with me will definitely, definitely help you get rid of these limiting beliefs.
Okay.
We're going to identify and pull them right out. Okay?
That sounds good. I'm ready.
I'm ready for you to do it too, because you deserve so much more than you have. You really do. And time for the self-sabotage to stop.
I'm on board with that, and thank you so much. I look forward to working with you.
You're welcome, sweetie. I look forward to working with you too, honey.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, Diane, so for joining.
You're welcome.
Oh. Good. All right. Yeah. So... all right, so Dana wrote in. Her email address starts with Dana. She wrote in, "Hi, my name is Dana. I feel I'm on the verge of receiving great abundance after decades of work. Any help is so appreciated."
Okay, let's see. Dana, thank you for writing in. Your abundance set point is actually at a 54. So that really does explain why you are feeling like it's about to happen. You have done the work, you have, and not that other people haven't, but in Dana's case, she's done the work to shift her set point up, but it's still just at the halfway point. So what happens is our set point raises if we still have blocks and obstacles or limiting beliefs that are there that still come into play about half the time, it actually can become more frustrating than if our set point is lower. Because when our set point is low, everything is off. Things aren't working. We feel the desperation or the despair, but it is something that we're comfortable feeling almost. Okay. As we raise the vibration higher, if we're doing it without a structured process around us that's actually going to remove the obstacles that are holding us back, then it can be really frustrating because we feel like we're so close to the breakthrough. We can taste it. We can feel it. We can see it, but we can't have it. So, Dana, a package would help you as well, even though your set point is at 54. Session always adds an extra layer to that clearing that can get you across the finish line and bring in what you are hoping to bring in, because it is there. It's in your field. It just is still a little out of reach. Okay. So hopefully that resonates with you, and I would love to help make that distance even smaller and get you what you want. Awesome. I'm just reading. Melissa wrote in, who you did the write-in scan a little while ago, and she said, thank you for the mm-hmm. scan. Yes, it so responded to my truth. The maze analogy is so accurate to this life. Bad, it's not my first rodeo. Unfortunately, at this point, food and shelter are my daily issue, so I could only get a package with many payments that's not available. I've tried manifesting to purchase, but too many blocks, and I try anyway. I know miracles happen, and I deserve one too. I want to be of service on the grand scan to ease others' pain. Melissa, that is so beautiful. And your time is coming. I will do something for everyone that's on the call today, whether you're in line, whether you're going to get a scan or not. Gretchen, can we take a moment out of the speaking with everybody so that I can do a quick activation for everyone?
Absolutely. Go for it.
Help realign things, shift things, allow things to shift for each individual that is with us today, that is able to invest in a package right now or who isn't, and that Spirit is able to align them with the resources and the individuals that can help them get to the next level that they want to be in their life, that the abundance that they're yearning for, calling for, finds a way to them, and that they are aligned with who is able to help them best, and that we all can stay centered and in a state of trust and belief, that we do not allow current world events, media scare tactics, outside influences to take us off of our center points of contact, the contact points that we have with the divine, with our inner knowing and our inner intuition, that we know and trust and believe that all is well, that we are well.
It's just the recurring. The miracles do happen. That love and light are what is most important. Finding the good in all situations, allowing us to give thanks and gratitude, even in our darkest hours. And to feel positive forces flowing towards us, opening us up to that love and that light. Allowing it in with each deep breath that we take. Stay in this place of love and gratitude for as long as you can. Tap into it as often as you need to. It will always be with you. Do not beat yourself up. Love yourself. Okay. It's just a little bit of abundance energy flowing to each of you today, just to help you regardless of your situation. And I'm actually going to keep this flow coming to each and every one of you for the next 24 hours. You may feel it, you may not, but just know it is working in your energy field to help soften and shift and align things. So if anyone approaches you today with a compliment, a cup of coffee for nothing, a parking space close to the door, whatever those good little tidbits that the universe gives you, to show you different forms of abundance. Just give thanks for them and expect more of them. Look for more of them. Don't discount them. Don't discount the compliment. Don't wave off the free cup of coffee. Accept it with gratitude. The more you can put yourself in a place of acceptance and gratitude, the more abundance will flow to you. It starts small. We don't appreciate the small things. We're not going to get the bigger things. It's just the way it works. And it's at my time, it's 11:44. How appropriate.
Oh, me too. That's awesome. That was awesome. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And thank you, Melissa, for leading us there. Thank you for that gift.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Dana wrote back in. She said, thank you so much. You were right on. You give me much hope. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Awesome.
I love how All this right. works.
I know. It's so cool. Okay, let's take another live caller. The next caller in line, your first three digits are 860-860. You are unmuted.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Susan. Glad to be here. Hello to Gretchen and Deborah.
Hello, nice to have you here, honey.
Okay, let's You, my dear, are at a 33.
Okay.
And there are your major blocks are in the form of vows that you have taken to purposely keep yourself small in this lifetime.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I didn't get the last part of it. What?
Oh, sorry, honey. These your biggest blocks, the things that are keeping you stuck the most, are vows that you took or made in past lives that are keeping you from the level of abundance and recognition and a sense you're looking for in this lifetime. You had some situations in past lives that were not the best, and you made vows that you were not going to repeat those same mistakes. Unfortunately, those vows, the way you worded them, are keeping you from achieving any level of abundance or the level of abundance that you want in this lifetime. So you are working really hard to overcome them. The fact that a third of the time you are able to get what it is that you really want is a testament to how hard that you're working. But the vows are actually making you work a lot of overtime in this aspect. So working through the program can help you shift them. A session will help us go in and actually get to the root of those, pull those vows out, and have them not be a consequence anymore. But we all make vows and oaths and declarations and deals with God and deals with the devil and make proclamations in our lifetimes. We do it without thinking about it, believing that it's just something in this time and space or in the heat of the moment, not realizing that those things stay with us. Our soul never dies. So, for example, every marriage you have ever had in every lifetime, you are still at a soul level entangled with that person, because marriage vows include till death do us part. Our soul never dies. So we're still entangled. So when we say, I will always, or I will never, okay, I will never. Well, you make a declaration that's in your record that you're never going to do a certain thing again. And if you've declared, I will never have this much money again, because money hurt you in a past life, you're never going to get above a certain threshold.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes it's something really simple, right? It's something that we say, not realizing the consequence. Our words are spells. That's why we call the class in elementary school, when you learn how to read and write, what do we call it? We call it spelling class. Because words have power. What we say, what we think, it all has power. So, things don't have to be as difficult as they are for you. You just need to rescind your vows. And there are 12 major ones and a whole bunch of other ones, but there are 12 major vows that are working in concert to keep you kind of plateaued where you are.
So in order to address these, like say the 12 vows, is that able to be done in a session, or is this take multiple sessions? Or how
no, we can do them all in one session for you.
Really?
So So a lot of times in a session, in one of the 30-minute sessions, we can do anywhere from 50 to 80-some session or 80-some lifetimes in a session. Spirit has given me the ability to find the connecting points between lifetimes and the layers. So every time we've repeated the same type of behavior, same type of vow kind of thing, they all kind of connect for me in the record. And I can go in and instead of clearing one lifetime, I can say, okay, I want this one and the other 11 that are just like it, and pull them all out. So most of the people that have been signing up for this program, this go-round that I've already started doing sessions with over the last few days, the average number of lifetimes that we've been able to clear all the negativity out of them, whether they're limiting beliefs, vows, curses, attachments, entanglements, has been about 80, 82 has been the average. I've been blessed with the ability to go in and really dig deep in the records and pull out what's really stuck. Now, this isn't to say you might not want a second session. Right? The VIP package comes with a second session. And there are times where you want to dig even deeper, remove even more blocks, or you have unblocked yourself and now you want to unblock your spouse or a child or someone else. The VIP package does provide a second session as well as providing additional calls and MP3s. So there is a little bit more meat in that package. That's why it's the VIP one. That allows us to go to even deeper levels.
Okay, so you need to listen to the MP3s to go deeper, kind of.
The whole VIP package. So, to go even to a deeper level than these 80 or so odd lifetimes, at the VIP level, there are additional call recordings, there are additional MP3s, but then the really deep work goes in that additional session. Because then you're getting the benefit of an hour versus 30 minutes. So we're clearing out a whole nother layer of lifetimes or different issues, right? So I've had people, when we ran this program the first time, came and we worked on their abundance blocks. First session. Second session, their abundance blocks were gone. So now they wanted to work on their relationship issues. Or communication issues or a different area of their lives that they were having problems with. So the second session can be whatever is needed. It doesn't have to be focused on abundance.
Oh, okay. So when you said I had these 12 vows that were impeding me, were they on abundance? Were they on all different areas? Or?
I was specifically looking at your abundance set point and what was keeping your set point where it was. And the major thing blocking that was these 12 vows.
Okay. And when you look into the Akashic records, can you see how many lifetimes someone has had or no?
I can.
Mm-hmm.
It varies for most people. And not all of the lifetimes that I can see are actually lifetimes here on Earth. So that is all in your full record, where your soul originated from, how many lifetimes you've been here on Earth, have you been other places, have you had lifetimes where you have functioned as a guide versus actually being in a body. All of that is in your record.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Okay.
It's the story of your soul. It's the story of your soul. It's really cool once your records get fully opened and we dive into them, the information that comes out.
Okay. Thank you. Where is there on this page, and maybe this would be addressed to Gretchen, where these packages are, or?
Yeah, well, I was just going to announce the link.
Okay.
You on the webcast page too, Susan?
Well, I have the web page open, but I'm on the call.
Okay, yeah. So if on the webcast page, Susan and everybody else, there's a button. There should be a button that says special offer, Deborah's special offer, right under her picture. If you click on that, that will take you to her special offer, or you can go to orderjoy2020.com/Deborah, D-E-B-R-A. That's where the offer is. And so what this looks like, just so you know, you'll click on the buy button. When you click on the buy button, on that page will be like the shopping cart. There'll be a place where you can add on the session there for $97. You can add on a 30-minute session. So you'll see that it's in a red box. And then after you check out here, that's when the VIP offer, when you'll see that if you want to add on the additional hour-long session that Deborah talked about, and the MP3s and all that good stuff. So that will all pop up as you go through the checkout process, just to clarify that for you.
Yeah. Okay, I did click on and I did see what you're referring to.
That VIP session is 30 minutes. I know Gretchen just said it was an hour, but combined you get – no, it's all good. Combined you get an hour. But I did also want to let everybody know that Spirit has since I first introduced this program, the limited time bonus at the bottom talks about bring a friend along for the attunements, right? What they get is the daily – energies that I send every day for the 60 days of the program. Spirit has called me to enhance that and not make it a friend or a family member, because, you know, if you've got three kids, which one of them do you pick, right? But we've also, Spirit and I have also found that the more people in your inner circle that you bring along for the energy infusions every day, the more your energy vibration rises, because they're rising with you. Okay? So you can bring up to 10 people with you.
Wow.
So if you sign up, you just send me a list of the 10 names. They can be friends, family members, they can be individuals that have crossed over that are still tugging at your heartstrings, they can be pets. Anything that is impacting you energetically, you can add their names to the list and they will be eligible for receiving the daily energy streams. I just wanted to add that little extra in there for everybody.
That's awesome. I love it. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And
you're
Susan,
welcome.
I muted you while Deborah was talking. So I just want to say thanks for joining us. It was great having you here. And if you have any questions, you can always, anybody can email us at support@fromheartachetojoy.com. And Chris is great. She'll help you out with any questions that you have if you email her there.
Deborah, this was an hour. Wow, that went so fast. This has been such a great call. And I really enjoyed what you were saying with Susan. Like, I just, every time she went, I did the same thing. Like, the stuff that you were saying at the same time. It was really funny. Oh, I love it. Yeah, this is so good. Melissa wrote back in just real quick. She said, so many blessings of love to you. I cried in gratitude. I'm one of those people who is grateful for the tiniest little flower or smile or finding a penny. Some would laugh at me, but for me, it's as grand as something else to another. I'm grateful for opening a door for many today. So that's awesome, Melissa. Thank you.
That's so beautiful. I've got tears in my eyes. That's beautiful. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you all. It's been my honor to spend the last hour with you and carry the love and abundance activation with you for the next 24 hours. And I hope to have the opportunity to work with each and every one of you.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much, Deborah, for being here. Thank you, everyone else, for being here as well. It's been a great call. Such an honor to hold this space with all of you today. Thank you, Deborah, again.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
Yes, you too. Thanks. Bye-bye.